Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So I got my friend Eileen with us from Organizing Relief. Going to talk a little bit about organizing today. Hi, Eileen. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
So let's just jump in. Tell us how long Organizing Relief's organizing and coaching business has been around.
Oh, my gosh. We've been around since the late 70s, actually 1978
wow.
to be official. Yeah. Long before organizing clients was a thing, let me tell you.
So give me a little bit of a background. What brought you to it then?
Well, you mean my background? Yeah, my professional
yes.
background is actually human resources and organizational development in the corporate and coaching world. I'm actually a certified professional organizer and coach, and I hold over 30 certifications, both in the business and home world. ADHD coaching also is newer in the last 15 years, and our company is kind of a split between business and home coaching and organization work.
So what made you want to make that switch from HR into the corporate world to doing this?
Well, you know, it's funny. It was actually a lot smoother transition than I thought. It had been I've been doing it for many years, actually, in the university world. I blame a Harvard professor for it. And I decided to make the full jump, as this area really was my passion. I have to say it sort of drove me more and more every morning. I kept thinking about it and how we're making an impact in people's lives. And it was filling a real important need that, you know, no one was addressing back in that day. Professional organizers wasn't a thing. Neither was coaching, honestly, unless you were a trainer for a corporate world. So I felt like we were filling a niche that very much needed to be filled.
Yeah, I agree with you, because one of the challenges I see for small business owners like myself is our organization skills. You know, when I look at people who are struggling in their business, sadly, the majority of the time we can bring it back to lack of time management skills, lack of organizational skills, not having proper follow-through. Do you see that in your business?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Everything is follow-up and follow-through, whether it's a corporate world, a home world, a mom or a dad at home, special needs, definitely for structure and environment, for anxiety you see in kids today. I mean, you see it in adults as well as children. It really does run the whole gamut, and it really does affect people and impact them every day.
It is interesting. One of the things you brought up earlier is ADD, ADHD. A finding that seems to be more prevalent, and it's something that seems to be draws people to entrepreneurship, you know, but until you get those organizational skills down and that time management skills down, it's hard to be an entrepreneur.
That's very much exactly on point, Kevin, because I get a lot of calls from startup and executives. Their ideas are incredible. Where they want to go and the needs they're filling are phenomenal. They just can't get out of their own way. And trying to work with them
yep.
and building infrastructure to really get them going is really about the organizational development day to day.
So let's talk a little bit about your business and, you know, the types of things you can help people with, just to give people an overview, because sometimes I think they hear it, they're like, yeah, I need to be more organized, but what does this person do for me? So can you walk us through some of the things that you do with a quote-unquote typical client?
Sure. I mean, for the business side, it really does run
yep.
a lot of different ways, but I mean, for a startup, for instance, oftentimes it's the partner of a startup that needs his partner to get on board with really catching up and getting the deadlines met. Versus the creative side, and really going in and with the HR background, they, you know, they're trusting me to come in because we're seeing things that most people shouldn't see and walk out a door. And the confidentiality is huge. With our clients, we don't say who we're working with, where we're working, what their names are. We don't take pictures. We don't do any of that. If they choose to share my name or refer me, that's what they do in a quiet way because I've been doing this an awful long time. But most of the organization on the business side is really the infrastructure, getting a foundation solid, getting it, you know, to the point that it's running smoothly, the productivity, streamlining the paper process, streamlining the manpower and what you need at the time you need it as a growing organization, as well as the space layout has a lot to do with, depending on if it's a manufacturing plant or if it's a, you know, a marina or a, you know, a retail store. They have a lot of common things in general, but they're also very, very different. And the person behind the helm, typically, 90% of the time, has very severe anxiety or very severe ADD or ADHD. And they are recognizing that they can't get out of their own way anymore because they're becoming successful, which, as you know, in business, sometimes fear of success can hold you back. So we're there to help them plow through it and be a partner with them to keep them moving forward.
So now, can you sit down with a business and kind of analyze what they're doing? Because I find one of the challenges is we do things a certain way because that's the only way we know how to do it. You know, we don't know about automation tools that can do things for us. So can you kind of walk people through, like, okay, this is where you're spending your manpower, and if you automated this or put in some, you know, processes, it could save you time and grief. Can you do that?
We do. We absolutely do. It's really kind of a mini audit in a sense. You know, a lot of companies will have a financial audit, but it's always good to have a business plan audit and an actual functioning audit, meaning what are we actually doing? Are we really sticking to the mission statement? Are we meeting our needs for the bottom line? Are we watching where our pennies go? Could we do this better? And a lot of it is trying to get the owners to recognize that it's okay that things weren't right. It's just moving it and making it better. And that's a fluid, flexible system over time.
Now, are there certain types of clients that you find you can work with? You know, do you have any, like, target markets or anything like that?
You know, it's funny. Long, long ago, back in the 70s, it seemed to be all universities because every professor had ADD and their paper flow and everything was a disaster. And, I mean, those are the days when a facsimile lived in a, you know, in a building with one key. And, you know, paper was just everywhere. In the scientific world, in the government world, in the manufacturing world, I do a lot of work, you know, with authors and creative types, artists and things in galleries. And it's really, I was sitting down before this interview and thinking, geez, there's really one market that stands out. And there really is not, which is kind of interesting. To me, anyway.
No, it definitely is and stuff. There's, like I said, you know, it's trying to get people to get those skill sets. So now, what's some of the number one reasons why clients call you? Is there such a thing?
I think in the senior market and the baby boomer market, which, as you know, is just phenomenal growth over the last 10 years, and it's not stopping. I'm a baby boomer. You know, it's the numbers are huge on the needs, and not only for, you know, aging in place. Many baby boomers are changing their homes instead of downsizing. They're changing them to meet their needs or second careers or hobbies and retrofitting them to be aging in place instead of going into assisted living or downsizing to a little ranch or moving south to Florida like our parents and grandparents. A lot of seniors, you know, 85% of them cannot afford these assisted living places. So the families are rallying around them and try to decide how do we make them comfortable as long as we can in their home. Or we put additions on and we get contractors in there and we try to, you know, retrofit ramps and get them where they need to be. Or they're downsizing and purging. And when I say that, I don't mean just like throwing out on the curb and donating it. I mean, really going through their things in a 5-year, 7-year plan over time when they don't feel completely rushed and out of sorts and really think about what they want to give their, you know, Joey or Samantha and what they want to give their grandchildren and what they want to pass forward and, you know, or nieces and nephews and things like that, gifting away versus donating, putting their affairs in order financially, what I call life management plan. You know, really having that whole plan. Do you have a health proxy? Who in your family is handling this? You know, we work with a lot of trusts and a lot of, you know, lawyers and banks, too, for physical limitation, rehab centers, a lot of people who have been in accidents, things like that. So, you know, when we've called in for that, that's a whole different scenario. We have to do the assessment of who is doing what for that person, because oftentimes the trust company is on the other side of the world or the other side of the country. They're not in New England. So we're sort of their eyes and ears for here.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when we think about organizing, we think more of business owners, but we don't think about households and the stress it puts on families when you have a house that's just not organized. You know, I have a lot of clients that have to go into people's homes, and, you know, it's just watching the embarrassment. You know, they have something happen, you got to bring someone in. Like, we'll try to make you a path to get to where you need to get to. And just,
right.
They say you can see just the embarrassment on their face. Like, you know, geez, you know, this person knows I live like this. That must put a lot of stress on people.
Yeah, we have a lot of vets and a lot of seniors, and I'm almost embarrassed in my field to say there's a lot of people that won't work with them because they don't have the funds to pay that per hour fee. So we work with a lot of what we call, you know, homework maintenance way, that maybe they're near the TV set or their physical limitations or, you know, physical health is at risk. So we tend to go up and grab things out of their attic or their basement or Joey's room in the back or whatever, and we start doing, you know, piecemeal, I call, you know, project by project, box by box, near the sides of their chair, so they can go through it and really kind of really make good sound decisions on what they want to keep. You know, one box for donations or get it rid of, and the other one I'm going to keep and donate, and little stickies of who they're going to donate it to. And then we come in and we'll resort it in a zone in the house. So eventually, you know, a part of the house they're not using, we're actually using as a zoning department, if you will, for the family. To get things in order ahead of time, which actually very much works
well. Like you said, that seems to be a really big issue because of just things with sentimental value. You know, people don't know what they want to keep, so they keep everything. And then, you know, it's like, okay, do we really need this paper from 36 years ago when Kevin was in the paper, you know, for hitting a home run in Little League? You know, probably, you know, through technology, maybe we could scan it. If it's still really important to you.
We actually do work with some partners. Some are a little more expensive than others. And, you know, you can get them into a clean lab. They're old slideshows. We've all had those, right, from the 70s. Things like that, or like the clippings and things. I'm actually working with one lady now that's doing a Yiddish cookbook from her three great-grandmothers up for her three boys to pass on. And it's all under skin and things like that. So it literally goes into a lab and gets scanned. And then she can write things on the side, what it meant to her, how she grew up with it or whatever. And the same with any elder person and senior or vets. You know, we put coffee table books. We have another vet couple. They were both master sergeants, and they are putting together one coffee table book for, they had six kids. So that's going to be the Christmas present this year for their children instead of the junk and the stuff and the weight. So they can take, we have a good photographer in there taking some nice pictures of all the crazy things. And it will be a lovely memento.
Cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. One, you know, 1 5-pound book versus, you know, three bedrooms full of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it is.
So we got about a minute left, my friend. So one last question, and then I need your contact information. In 40 seconds, tell me what job you're most proud of after such a long career. Do you have
one? My God. I would absolutely say that working with the Boston Marathon, I received a call that I'm very honored to say that I was able to help them out. And I did a home with a family to rework and refunction the zoning of space for a particular person that was hurt in the marathon. That by far just trumps anything else in my book. Being able to really make a difference for that family.
So, Eileen, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
They can get on organizingrelief.com, or they can call 978-314-6383.
Eileen, I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me on today. I truly appreciate it.
Have an amazing day. Yeah, bye now, my friend.
You too. Thank you.